The top prosecutor in Vermont's largest county won the Democratic primary last night, beating back a challenger who promised to take a tougher approach to crime. Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George won with 53% of the vote to Williston Attorney Ted Kenny's 33%. Kenny had been critical of some of George's progressive approach to the office, but George won in every voting district in the county, and in November's general election, George is the only major party candidate on the ballot. Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors spoke to George Wednesday morning about her primary election victory.
You won the Democratic primary with 53% of the vote. You won in every town in the county. Do you view that win as a mandate to continue or even get more aggressive in implementing criminal justice reforms?
I certainly see it as a mandate to continue the work that I'm doing. I will continue the work I'm doing at the same sort of way and the same rate that I always do it. I don't intend on, you know, being more aggressive just to be more aggressive. I make the policies that I do, and I do the work in the way that I do based on the data that comes to me, the research that's done, and the sort of policy ideas that I find from others around the state or around the country. So I'll continue to do it in the same way that I always have.
Well, in your tenure so far, you've done things like ending cash bail, declined to charge many non-safety traffic violations. Are there other ideas that you're looking towards or exploring for a new term?
The biggest thing that we're working on right now in our office is a change and a new way of looking at our CHINS docket. So the kids that we are taking out of parent custody, that is a place that I think has been long overdue for reform. Other than that, I have really been trying to figure out ways in which I can use this position to protect women around the country who might come to Vermont to seek abortions or other reproductive liberty rights, and making sure that they are in fact protected in any way that my office might be able to help with that or be involved in that.
Your opponent in the primary, Ted Kenny, was endorsed by several police unions, and there were a lot of reports of police officers on the ground encouraging people to vote for him and denigrating your work. What is your message to those police officers today?
I am really hopeful that the police officers that were doing that in our community see these results as a message to them that is unacceptable, that it is not going to work, and that we all have to come together and push forward on these mandates, and that they will know at least now that they did everything that they could, that they tried to spread disinformation in the community, and that they pushed for a particular opponent publicly and in uniform, and that it didn't work, and that now that they've had that opportunity and that the voters had an option and they chose to continue on the path that I am on and to continue pushing the work that I'm doing, that they will recognize that as a demand on them as well.
Do you think it was appropriate for them to be so aggressive in their efforts to unseat you?
Absolutely not. I think it was incredibly inappropriate and unprofessional for them to be doing it while in uniform in the capacity that they were doing it. You know, how they exercise their First Amendment rights when they are plainclothes and at dinner tables or parties or social events is 100% entirely up to them. They are entitled to that. But to be doing it in our community and while in uniform, while being paid by the constituents that they are sworn to protect, I felt was very inappropriate, unprofessional, and dangerous, given some of the messages that were being pushed.
Are you looking to improve relationships with police departments?
It's always a priority for me. I think I do have really good relationships with a lot of law enforcement officers in Chittenden County, and frankly have heard from a lot since the endorsements came out that felt really awful about how that all played out and felt like the union really wasn't doing a great job in representing their particular wants or needs. I certainly don't want the community to think that just because the union's endorsed my opponent, it means that every law enforcement officer in Chittenden County doesn't have a good relationship with our office. Many, many do. And I look forward to continuing those relationships. But in terms of the unions, I think it's up to them. They know where my office is. They have my cell phone. They are working with us on thousands of cases every year. It is truly up to them whether or not they want to take this as a mandate to them to work better with our office, or if they plan to continue the divisive tactics that they're currently using. And I, of course, hope for our community's sake that they don't, and that they do collaborate with us more and find ways that we can come to some common ground and push forward on these issues.
That's Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George. Sarah, thank you for the time.
Thank you so much for having me on.